this morning, who is on the line, one of our favourites. And it wouldn't be Christmas without a quick catch-up with Mr. David Tennant. Morning, David. How are you, darling?
Oh, very, very well indeed, thank you.
Oh, how festive are you in the Tennant household? How organised?
I am wearing a Christmas jumper as I talk to you. I want to be honest with you. I've got reindeers and snowflakes on my chest right now. That's how festive I am.
Don't get more festive than that.
Exactly.
I hear you are hoping to go and see Stephen Mangan in A Christmas Carol this week.
That is the plan, yes. We're just hoping the theatres can keep going and hold out. It's a tough time. It's a challenging moment.
It really is a tough time in all fields at the moment, isn't it? I think I sort of feel slightly like a horse in blinkers at the moment. Dan, look out for fear of what we might hear. Well, fingers crossed you get to that. I'm wondering, David Tennant, are you easy to buy Christmas presents for?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask my wife, wouldn't you? I'm very easygoing. I require nothing, Zoe. I'm very happy and my life is full.
There we go. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to say? I'm going to play this incredible theme to Around the World in 80 Days. Listen, this is so good.
Yeah.
I put this on yesterday, David. I was doing my Christmas wrapping. I watched 2 episodes. I rapped like a demon. It's so brilliant. It's coming to BBC One. On a Boxing Day from 5:50.
Hans Zimmer wrote the music. I think he's probably the most famous, soundtrack composer there is, isn't
he? He is one of the best, isn't he, Hans Zimmer? Yeah. Let's have a little tease for what's going to be happening.
I'm going to circumnavigate the globe in 80 days, or less.
My dear Philip, I'll start today. 1 o'clock.
Well, with any luck, I'll make the overnight sailing from Dover to Calais.
Oh, and off he goes. Now, many people know the story of Phileas Fogg, but if people don't and they've never read the book, David, give us a little teaser, please.
The clue is in the title. So it's set in 1872, when getting round the world in 80 days was a new idea. I mean, obviously, you can't update it, because nowadays you do it in about a day and a half. But back then, of course, just as railway lines were opening up, just as new forms of travel were emerging, it became evident that it would be possible to get around the world in 80 days if everything fell in your favour and you managed to navigate it correctly. And Phileas Fogg, who's this rather stuffed shirt, who's never really done anything with his life, comes from a very privileged position but has just lived a life sort of in fear and gone to his gentleman's club every day and suddenly has this moment of madness and goes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to be the person I've always wanted to be. And he sets off. Luckily, he has a couple of friends who are a bit more adventure savvy than him, a bit more temperamentally appropriate to the challenge in hand. So he sets off with Passepartout, who he picks up at this club, this gentleman's club. He works there, and he takes him along with him. And then the daughter of his best friend, who wants to be a journalist, which in 1872 wasn't that easy for, she writes things for the Daily Telegraph, and they change her name to a man's name and all that. So she's determined to make a name for herself. So the three of them are a very unlikely little trio, but they set off to make it around the world by boat, train, hot air balloon, camel, whatever it takes. and off we set on this sort of rollicking adventure. It's a big old sort of Christmas roller coaster, really.
I know, it's fabulous. I'm absolutely gripped from the moment I started watching. It's a great one to watch with all the family as well.
It's got that sort of cross-generational. That's the thing, back in the day when I was young and I used to do Doctor Who every year, that was one of my favourite bits about doing Doctor Who, is that every year we made a Christmas special, and it became this kind of, very quickly it became like a tradition, and you'd talk to all these people who were like, oh, we all sit down as a family, it's our big Christmas Day moment. So that's what I'm so excited about this, is that we're back sort of in that world. It's a world where the whole family can all get together and the kids will love it. There's proper jokes for the adults. There's the whole thing going on.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Tell me about the moustache and hair extensions that the wardrobe department... Well, is it your own moustache? Did you grow your own?
It is my own moustache. the actor's own moustache. The hair extensions, because, of course, this was filmed... I don't know if you heard, we had a little pandemic that happened.
Yes, so I heard something about that.
We started filming and they put these extensions in to give me a kind of Victorian swish to my hair. Then, of course, we all closed down. We got sent home. We sat at home for 8 months. The hair extensions fell out and got replaced by my real hair. So you can really spot the hair extension as you watch the show, which is pre-pandemic lockdown and which is when we opened up again.
Fantastic. We'll talk more about the brilliant Around the World in 80 Days with David Tennant after this little magic moment from ABBA. Little Things, 8:47.